Former U.S. President Donald Trump has called on Saudi Arabia to formally recognize Israel by joining the Abraham Accords, describing the potential move as a landmark step for regional peace and a personal honor. Speaking at the Saudi-U.S. Investment Forum in Riyadh on Tuesday, Mr. Trump appealed directly to Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, who was seated prominently alongside tech magnate Elon Musk. "It's my fervent hope, wish, and even my dream that Saudi Arabia will soon be joining the Abraham Accords," Mr. Trump said. "It will be a tremendous tribute to your country and crucial for the future of the Middle East." The Abraham Accords, brokered during Mr. Trump's first term in office, normalized relations between Israel and several Arab nations, including the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, Sudan, and Morocco. Saudi Arabia has yet to establish formal diplomatic ties with Israel, although quiet talks on the matter have occurred in recent years. Mr. Trump praised the accords as an absolute bonanza for participating countries and criticized the Biden administration for failing to advance the initiative. "The momentum was aimed at peace, aimed very successfully," he said. Turning to regional security, Mr. Trump warned Iran of renewed massive maximum pressure if it fails to agree to a new nuclear agreement. He vowed to drive Iranian oil exports to zero and said, "The time is right now for them to choose. We don't have a lot of time." The former president has been a vocal supporter of Israel amid its ongoing war with Hamas, which erupted after the October 7, 2023 attack that left more than 1,200 people dead in Israel. Mr. Trump reiterated his stance that Hamas must be dismantled and has previously called for the relocation of Palestinians from Gaza to enable future development. Although he is not scheduled to visit Israel during this regional tour, Mr. Trump's comments underscore his continued engagement with Middle East diplomacy during his second term in office. Normalization talks between Israel and Saudi Arabia remain stalled amid the ongoing conflict in Gaza.